Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Davis, Minister of Southside Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation out of town to Southside Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 10, 2016, or it's just the 11, 2020. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, He Hideth My Soul. A wonderful Savior is yours for my sin. A wonderful Savior to me. He hardeth my soul in the midst of the rock. A river of pleasure I see. He hardeth my soul in the cleft of the rock. The shadows of grass, the still land. He hardeth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is yours with my chain. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my gain. He hardeth my soul in the cleft of the rock. The shadows of wrath are still land. He hardeth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he crowned, and filled with his fullness defined. I sing in my rapture, O glory to Yah, O such a Redeemer as mine. He hardeth my soul in the cleft of the rock. The shadows of drought are still land. He hardeth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there. When clothed in his brightness, transported I ride, to meet him in the clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, the wonderful love, I shout with the millions on high. He hardeth my soul in the cleft of the rock. The shadows of wrath are still land. He hardeth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. Part 26, Yahweh's covenant with Abraham. We're going to continue now dealing with that word everlasting covenant that Yahweh made with the house of Israel in our day. We represent this house of David, house of Israel, house of Judah. Okay, it says Romans 11, it says, verse 25, For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened unto Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from Jacob. Alright, now we have a deliverer that Yahweh has brought on the scene, and that is Donald Trump and a typical Cyrus. And he is a deliverer. He definitely is a deliverer. In the type, he was called a Messiah. And the main reason for this deliverance today is the Yahweh to reshape the thinking of the world and get them thinking in the direction of revival and reformation, reform, a whole complete change. See, Obama, when he started his presidency campaign in 2008, and he's ended up being 8 years in the White House, he ran on the campaign of change, great changes, great changes. Yes, there's going to be great changes, he said. Well, he started the great changes in the White House. He definitely did. But it was to the negatives that he did. But Yahweh's raised up this Donald Trump now, and he's advocating the same thing. Great changes, great changes. Well, Donald Trump's is a positive change, that and that he has got people in a euphoria around the world about the world reviving itself, both physically, spiritually, and economically. So, we have a deliverer on the scene. Okay, now, Yahweh talks about another deliverer, and he sent that deliverer 2,000 years ago, his son, Yahshua. Yahshua came on the scene when the world was just as dark and bleak as it is now. When the world had finally fallen into so much wickedness and finally just come to the end, where they just couldn't go on very, very little longer, Yahweh sent his son Yahshua as a deliverer. And then he says that the world today is at the same place again, needing deliverance. So he sent a front runner, a political man, a worldly person, like he did when Judah was in captivity in Babylon. The 10 tribes of Israel had already gone into captivity and lost sight of earlier. And the two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, was in captivity. And so that was the last of Israel. And if Israel disappears off the face of the earth, then the world comes to an end. It just finally just self-implodes. That's the reason why Yahweh sent a deliverer back then, Cyrus, to deliver Israel out of Babylon, Judah out of Babylon, and help to finance her way back to Jerusalem and help her rebuild the temple and the walls and to set up the ordained system of true worship again. And that was for the sole purpose of saving the world. That had to be done to save the world from total annihilation and demise. If Yahweh don't do that for the world comes to its end. Understand that. That's where we're at today. Now he's got his kingdom that is behind the scenes being prepared to raise up here. And he says that this is what's going to save the world in the last days, ultimately, is this kingdom. And you have the prophecy there in Jeremiah 50 and 51 about his judgments upon Babylon and about his saints is going to be his battle axe to deliver Yahweh's people and to deliver the righteous in the world. They're going to be delivered by some righteous leader. Well, he said he'd raised up Donald Trump, Antipas Osiris, and he said he raised him up in righteousness. Said he raised him up in righteousness to set my captives free. That's in prophecy, folks. And that's in Jeremiah 45:13. Let's go read it. Refresh our memories once again. All right, it says that, Isaiah 45, what did I say, Jeremiah? Okay, it says that, I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captive, not for price nor reward, saith the Yeshua of hosts. But people will say, Donald Trump's not a righteous person. Look at his life, and look at his lifestyle. How could he be righteous? Well, think about his type, Cyrus back then. Cyrus was a heathen king. He was a barbarian. He didn't serve Yahweh. But when Yahweh called him to his post and said, go deliver my people, he put that in his heart to do what he did. And he says, matter of fact, he said it there in Isaiah 44. He says, verse 24, thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, and turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. That's just exactly what he did with Hillary Clinton and her campaign people. That confirmeth the word of his servant. Talking about Cyrus, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the city of Judah you shall be built. And I will raise up the decayed places thereof, that saith unto the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. That saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying unto Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. So what are the main issues today? Donald Trump, his number one issue is restoring a normalcy to Israel and reassure the Netanyahu, the leader of Israel, that we are colleagues together and that we are allied together and that I'm here to help you reclaim Jerusalem 100% and to drive out the enemy and to restore and rebuild all that has been broken down and destroyed. So it says right there, but the key is in verse 25, Isaiah 44. That frustrates the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners mad. That turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. They're saying all the news medias are so frustrated. They don't. They're trying to find out where did we go wrong? How did our predictions go wrong? Where in the world did we miss it? And Hillary Clinton had a computer program set up to dictate to her every move that she should make on this campaign, even every word that she should say. And now they're asking the question: well, where did the computer go wrong? So she missed on five major points. So that computer was ironclad. It was completely foolproof. Well, it was going to get her the presidency. All she had to do was just follow the programming of it. So where did she go wrong? And they finally decided, they pointed out five main points where she ended up going wrong. That she misjudged after all. And they blamed it on the computer. So the computer was programmed to direct her through troubled waters and into the presidency of her campaign. So what does it say here in Isaiah 44:25? That frustrate the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners mad and turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. Okay. Now we go back over here to Isaiah 45, and it says in verse 1, Thus saith Yahweh unto his anointed, unto Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates and the gates that shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Yahweh, which called thee by thy name, am the King of Israel. That would be a title for Yahshua, the Son. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect. Now who's the elect? Not everybody that's an Israelite is elected. It's only their leaders who are elected. Because in this case, this is a Latter-day prophecy for the house of David being elected. This is where the Cyrus is going to connect up with the house of David, the tribe of Judah. That's who the tribe of Judah was back then, that was in captivity when Cyrus delivered them, was the house of David. I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. Okay, so he's called Donald Trump by his name, and boy, that Trump is a key word, is a key name. It's in the Bible. I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no Elohim beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. Okay, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. How the Yahweh do all these things? See? Now when he says, I make peace and create evil. Alright, I'm going to read you another scripture there in Proverbs 16:4 about him creating somebody for the day of evil. And it's going to be very interesting here. It says, the Yahweh hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Alright, now you put that with what I just read here in Isaiah 45. Okay, now let's go to Isaiah 45, verse 7 again. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. How do Yahweh do all these things? So I do all these things. People be willing to get into the scriptures. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring up together. How do Yahweh have created it? Now this is very interesting. He's created all of this. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say unto him that fashioneth it, What makest thou, or thy work, he hath no hand? Woe unto him that saith unto his father, What begettest thou, or unto the woman, What hast thou brought forth? Thus saith Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hands. Command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. I have raised up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let my captives, and let go my captives, not for price nor reward, said Yahshua of hosts. For who is this here that he raised up in righteousness? It's antitypical Cyrus. How about this antithetical David? He's raised him up in righteousness as well. And when he wasn't even righteous, he raised him up. I was raised up in righteousness, and I was far from righteousness back in the 70s. And back to 2000 and to 2002, 2003, I was raised up in righteousness when I was following the sanctuary system, but I was far from being righteous. Then we weren't taught how to be righteous. We was taught how to follow the sanctuary system and keep the Sabbath days holy, all the holy days. That's all we were taught. Just to observe them, not necessarily keep them holy. Just to observe them. We didn't know how. Well, Donald Trump doesn't know how either, and unless the house of David becomes purified here, we can't teach him how to become righteous, unless we become totally righteous. Thus saith Yahweh, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaean men of stature shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee. Okay, now let's read Isaiah 45:14 again. Thus saith Yahweh, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaean men of stature shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely Yahweh is in thee, and there is none else. There is no Yahweh besides the one that you serve, in other words. Alright, verily thou art a Elohim that hideth in thyself, O Elohim of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded world without end. For thus saith Yahweh that created the heavens, Elohim himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, he created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge. That set up the wood of their graven image, I pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell me, and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from the ancient time? Who hath told it from the time? Have not I the Yahweh, and there is no Elohim beside me? A just Elohim and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. He says, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth. In righteousness, and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear, surely shall one say, and the Yahweh have our righteousness and strength. Even unto him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And this is what's happening with Donald Trump right now. The whole world has been incensed against him, practically. The whole world, all nations. When he was running for the president of the United States. But he says they're going to come, boy, they're going to come bowing under him. I mean, Obama and Hillary Clinton, they sent out their invitations to Donald Trump. They want to come and lick his feet right now. They're so remorseful. They're so calm down from all their rhetoric. They dare not lift one word against him anymore. And the Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. And the Yahshua, this is through the Yahshua, the Son, shall all the seed, and we represent the seed of David here, of Abraham, of Israel, be justified and shall glory. Now let's fast forward back to Romans 11, verse 26. It says, and so all Israel shall be saved as it is written. Okay, there shall come out a sign, the deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from Jacob. Isaiah 45, 25, once again. In the Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. What did I just read in Romans 11, 26? And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out a sign, the deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of Yahweh are without repentance. For as ye and times past have not believed Yahweh, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For Yahweh hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of Yahweh! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of Yahweh, or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given unto him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and unto him are all things, unto whom be glory forever. Hallelujah. Okay, it says, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, there's one body in Yahshua. There's only one body. So that's what he's going to do. He's going to justify and reconcile all people under one body. It's read to you there in Isaiah 45 and here in Romans 11. It says, I beseech thee, you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the Yahweh, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Alright, this is very important, very important. To understand this, I'm going to read that verse again. And be ye not conformed unto this world. Well, that's what happened at Kermit, Gilead Center. They never did stop being conformed to the world. From the time I met them, from day one, for 33 years, they practiced conformity to the world. In other words, they were doing what Matthew talked about. You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. You either got to choose one or the other. You can't choose them both at the same time and worship both of them. Says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of the Father. For I say, through grace given unto me and to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahweh hath dealt unto every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Yahshua, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according unto the grace that is given unto us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of the faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Yahshua, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, giving to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend unto men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense unto no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give a place unto the wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith Yahweh. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Okay, so not, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. That's Romans 12:21. That's the last verse. All right. Now let's go to our next chapter that deals with the word covenant. Let's see where we find that at. It would be in Galatians 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 15 is your key verse for that. Let's see what we got here. Galatians 3. Well, actually, let's start with Galatians chapter 1. And let's just see what we're dealing with here with those Gentiles. First verse. The only gospel to be preached. Now that's what Paul is preaching unto the Gentiles. The same gospel that converted him to the Jewish back to his roots. Is what he's using to convert the Gentiles with. Paul, an apostle, not of man, neither by man, but by the Yahshua Messiah and Yahweh the Father who raised him from the dead. Mm-hmm. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be unto you and peace from Yahweh the Father and from our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of Yahweh and our Father, unto whom be glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahshua, unto another gospel. In other words, unto another form of doctrinal teachings, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of the Yahshua. In other words, the word truth is interchangeable with the word gospel. Or you could very accurately say, pervert the truth of the Yahshua. Okay, but though we are an angel from the heaven preach any other truth, as it says gospel here, preach any other truth unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other truth unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or Yahweh, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Yahshua. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither have I taught it, but by the revelation of Yeshua Messiah, for ye have heard of my conversation in the time past, and the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of Yahweh and wasted it, and profiteth in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in mine own nation, being more excellent, exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased Yahweh, he separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace for the revealing of his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Who's the heathen? These are the Gentiles. Now, Gentiles, they have a Hebrew lineage. And that's through Lot. And that's from Japheth, the third son of Noah. Started with Japheth, the third son of Noah. That's where the Gentiles can trace themselves all the way back to Japheth, coming out of the flood, out of the ark. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up unto Jerusalem unto them which were apostles before me. But I went unto Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, Yeshua's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before Elohim I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Yeshua. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed. And they glorified Elohim and me. Okay, that's in chapter 1 of Galatians. Okay, Galatians chapter 2. It says, then 14 years after I went up against Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately unto them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run and had run in vain. But now the Titus who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of the false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in the Yeshua Messiah, that they might bring us into bondage, under whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. Yahweh accepteth no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectually in Peter unto the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mightily in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward unto you. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James he did eat with the Gentiles, and when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision, which were the Jews. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, and insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. When I saw that they walked not uprightly according unto the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, before them all, if thou being a Jew, livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith in the blood of Yahshua Messiah. Even we have believed in Yahshua Messiah, that we might be justified by the faith of the blood of the Yahshua, and not by the works of the law, which doesn't have any blood as far as the works of the law. You have to have faith in the blood that is flowing through the veins of Yahshua. Blood don't flow through the law. It flows through the veins of Yahshua. That's what you have to have faith in. By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified, it says. Read that again. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, because there's no blood there, but by the faith of the blood of the Yahshua Messiah. Even we have believed in the Yahshua Messiah, that we might be justified by the faith of his blood, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. You can't be justified unless you come to Yahshua repenting of your sins, and he takes and accepts your repentance, and then he applies his blood to your record, showing that you've been justified now by his blood because you have received pardon from him because you have repented of that sin. But if while we seek to be justified by the Yahshua, we ourselves also are found sinners, let's read that again. But if while we seek to be justified by the blood of the Yahshua, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is there, therefore, Yahshua the minister of sin? Yahweh forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto Yahweh. I am crucified with Yahshua, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Yahshua liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of Elohim, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of Yahweh, for if righteousness come by the law, then Yahshua is dead in vain. So if you just by just keeping the law and you obtain righteousness by that, well, then Yahshua died in vain. What's his blood for? If you can obtain righteousness by just observing the law and the animal sacrifices, the blood of the animal, if you can obtain righteousness to give you eternal life, well, then what did he come and die for? But you had to have faith in that system of Moses back in the Old Testament. You had to perform your vows. You had to slay the lamb. You had to get that blood. That blood was carried into the earthly sanctuary by the priest, and it was spread upon the horns of the altar during the year. And then on the Day of Atonement, high priest would come on the Day of Atonement and take that blood and the record books that was kept faithfully during the year, and before this holy Shekinah in the most holy place where Yahweh's presence, the Father's presence was, and there you would get granted pardon back in the Old Testament. That went on your record. But then Yahshua had to come in the New Testament and make one offering for sin and then sit down at the right hand side of the Father and sanctify many. And that's in Hebrews 10:20 and 10:14. Okay. Okay, it says in Galatians chapter 3, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Yahshua Messiah hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. this only would I learn of you, receive you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun the Spirit, or are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth unto you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. What did Abraham believe in? He believed in the future coming of the atonement of the blood of Yahshua, the Son. Know ye therefore that they which are of the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant, this is what I'm dealing with right now, is this everlasting covenant, same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that Yahweh would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham. Let's say it again. And the scripture foreseeing that Yahweh the Father would justify the heathen through belief and through faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, and these shall all the nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith, and the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, are blessed with the faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of Yahweh, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Let's do that again. It says, but that no man is justified by the law, alright, in the sight of Yahweh, it is evident, for the just shall live by the faith, his faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant. They should have completed that verse with the blood. And the law is not of the faith. The law is not of the faith in the blood of the Yahshua. The law, that's what it's saying. The law is not of the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant. No. It says, the man that doeth them shall live in them. Yahshua hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through the Yahshua Messiah, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua. Brethren, I speak as the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now unto Abraham and his seed there were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, unto thy seed which he is Yahshua. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before Yahweh and Yahshua the law, which is 430 years after, cannot disannul, that he should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more promise, but Elohim gave it unto Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of the transgression. It was added because of transgressions. Till the seed should come unto him the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now the mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yahweh is one. Is the law then against the promises of Yahweh? Yahweh forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all are under sin, that the promise by faith of the Yahshua Messiah must be given unto them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Now let's read that again. Starting with verse 22. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by the faith and the blood of the Yahshua, Messiah, might be given unto them that believe. But before faith in the blood of the Yahshua came, we were kept under the law of Moses, the law of the ordinances of the sanctuary, not the law of fixed time for the keeping of the Yahweh's Sabbath days, holy days, etc. Because there are 70 total holy days in one given year, one calendar year to be observed as holy Sabbath days. Shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Yahshua, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for we are all the children of Elohim. Alright, let's read that again. But before faith in the blood of Yahshua came, we were kept under the law. Shut up unto the faith of the blood, which should after be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto the Yahshua, that we might be justified by faith in his blood. But after faith is come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. So you get that? But after faith in the blood of Yahshua is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster to teach us how to come to accept the faith in the blood of Yahshua. But after that faith has come, faith in the blood of Yahshua has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. So after Yahshua appears on the scene and teaches us who he is, that he has come to redeem mankind by his blood, and we accept him whenever he introduces himself, we accept him then, and he says then that's our faith in the blood that takes away the place of the schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of the Yahweh by the faith in the blood of in the Yahshua Messiah. For as many of you as have been baptized into Yahshua have put on the Yahshua. There is neither Jew nor a Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in the Yahshua Messiah. And if you be Yahshua's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Let's continue reading now. Galatians now, chapter 4. Sons of Yahweh. That's what this is titled. Who are the sons of Yahweh? Okay, John 1:12, it says, For as many as received, but as many as received him, unto them gave he power, to become the sons of Yahweh, even unto them that believe on his name. So now, here in Galatians chapter 4, it says, verse 1, Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be a master of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, Yahweh sent forth his Son, made of a woman, and made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, Elohim has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of Yahweh through the Yahshua Messiah. Howbeit then, when ye knew not Yahweh, ye did service unto them of which by nature are no gods. But now after that you have known Yahweh, or rather are known of him, of the Yahweh, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and times and years. That's your sanctuary system, with the holy days intact. I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Paul's testimony, brethren, I beseech you, but as I am, for I am as you are, you have not injured me at all. You know how through the infirmity of the flesh I preached the truth unto you at the first, and my temptation which was in my flesh you despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of the Yahweh, even as the Yeshua Messiah. You accept me just like you would the Yeshua the Messiah. Where is then the blessedness you spake of? For I bear you a record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them unto me. It says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. They would exclude you that you might affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Yahshua be formed in you, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Okay, Paul goes into an allegory here. He says, tell me that you desire that desire to be under the law. Do you not hear the law? He says, if you desire to be under it, do you hear it? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. That's the will of the flesh, not by the spirit. But he of the free woman was born by the promise, which things are an allegory. For these are the two covenants. The one from Mount Sinai, which generates to bondage, which is Agar. For this is Agar in Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Okay, now, the desolate is Sarah, the first wife of Abraham. And the second one is Agar, the Egyptian woman. She has more children than the barren woman. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. And today that's true. The Muslims are the descendants of this here marriage of Agar and Ishmael. And they have millions more of Muslims in the world than you have Jews. So this fulfilling the scripture right here. It says, for as it is written, rejoice thou barren that bearest not, which is Sarah, that's the mother of the Jewish people. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, for the desolate, the Muslims, the Arabs, hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children. No, I got that wrong. For it is written, rejoice thou barren that bearest not. It's talking about Sarah, the wife that she turned aside and gave away for Hagar to become Abraham's wife to bring forth Ishmael, because she couldn't have any children. So it says, rejoice thou barren, Sarah, that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate, which is Sarah, hath many more children than she which hath an husband. In other words, the seed of Abraham is going to be more than the seed of Ishmael that come from Hagar, this bondmaid. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit. So Ishmael was the one born after the flesh. and he persecuted the one born after the spirit Isaac. That's who I'm of a descendant from. That's who all the true spiritual bloodline is descended from today, is Isaac, and through David. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. And he's talking about the Gentiles. He's Gentile. He says, you're not of the descendants of the bondwoman, the Ishmaelites. You are descendants of the free woman. We haven't seen this before, folks. This is Galatians chapter 4, verses 30 and 31. Go read it for yourself. This brings to close. I said this hour. Contact this is the 11th hour call. And it's number 11 kept on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Christian soldiers don't retire by the Elijah David. Living for the master in the way of life, like before, over trouble and strife. I better be a soldier and give a cry. I better join God's army, brave the storm and face the fire. Just as long as God is with me, Christian soldiers don't retire. Christian soldiers don't retire, for they're baptized in the fire. They are burnt up from the burning with the gospel power. They are commissioned by the gospel fire. New name they are called to go forward and to battle, to gain victory for all. For the yard doing his will, help spread the gospel and fulfill all the faith. The pain of scripture is in your heart, the spirit fell. You can start with the beginning, trace it all down to the end. For the spirit is given to help you with his word to comprehend. Serving God in all His ways fills one life with joy and praise. You can walk straight and narrow as His word you obey. You can climb the highest mountain, brave the storm, face the fire. Just as long as God is with you, Christian soldier, don't return. Taking up the Christian's there's one harder than his desire for their many people waiting to be baptized in the fire. They are waiting in the nations and the isles afar. For the time is marching on, Christian soldiers don't return. Serving God, his great army, there is no for those who have a lot to tell, they are looking to the land. They will ride upon the highway that will